Okay, so this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise. What I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, find a comfy spot for your head, for your back, for your arms. And just for the first few moments while I describe this exercise, I'd like you to breathe nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air coming in and going out. So as you focus on your breath, I'm just going to explain what this mindfulness exercise is all about. So mindfulness and acceptance is about embracing our thoughts and feelings, looking at them, being with them, without trying to ignore them, push them away, and most importantly, without dwelling on them. Mindful acceptance is about observing our internal experience, our thoughts, our feelings, our somatic experiences, no matter how bad they seem, knowing that they do not last forever and they do not cause us harm. Mindful acceptance is not an exercise about specifically trying to make you feel different or better, however this may happen. The idea is to bring some acceptance and compassion to whatever your experience. Whatever shows up, whatever thoughts and feelings, whatever somatic experiences, which are experiences in your body, is happening in that moment. To stay with the experiences without ignoring them and without delving into them and thinking about them or ruminating or obsessing on them. It's simply to observe the thoughts, the feelings, the somatic experiences with a warmth, a compassion, and acceptance. Allow them to be there without identifying with them, believing them, or fusing with them, believing them immediately. We want to just look at them, allow them to be there. Mindful acceptance is a skill that comes with practice. The goal is to develop a skill so you can be better at applying it into any moment of your life, wherever you are, whatever the situation. The most important thing is to commit to practicing the exercise every day so that you can become a better observer of all your experiences, a better observer of any ruminations, a better observer of any worries, a better observer of any agitation, frustration, tension, fear that you may be experiencing. A better observer of how those experiences manifest in your body. That's the somatic experience. A better observer of all your emotions, all your thoughts. So the best way to practice is to find a quiet spot where you'll feel comfortable, where you won't be disturbed for a while. Let's call this your peaceful place. The easiest way to do this is by listening to this recording each and every day, making a commitment to yourself to practice. So take a few moments again to become connected with your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow in and out, noticing the movement of the breath as you breathe in and out, noticing how the breath is like a rhythm of the ocean. It's like waves. As you breathe in, the waves move in. As you exhale, the waves retreat out to the ocean. Focusing on the movement of your breath, the movement of your breath in your shoulders, the movement of the breath in your chest, in your belly, the movement of the breath, whether you breathe in through your nose, into your mouth, the movement in there as well. Focus on each inhalation and each exhalation. Notice, too, the changing patterns from breath to breath. Notice the changing sensations in your chest, in your ribs, your shoulders, your arms, your tummy. Take a few moments to really feel the physical sensations of the breath as you breathe in and out. And there's no need to control your breath in any particular way. Simply let the breath breathe in and out all by itself. As best you can, bring an attitude of generous allowing, gentle acceptance to the rest of your experience, whatever it may be. Allow it to be whatever it is, changing from moment to moment. There's no particular state to be forced, no particular goal to be achieved, nothing to be fixed in any specific way. Simply allow your experience to be whatever it is, moment to moment, changing, not needing it to be other than it is. And sooner or later, your mind will wander, and that's just simply what the mind does. It'll wander away from the breath. It'll wander away from the body to other concerns, thoughts, worries, wander away to other bodily sensations, planning, daydreaming, bouncing along from one thing to the next, or staying stuck in something. This is just simply what the mind does on its own, naturally. It's important to not try to force it or make it be different than it is. Just allow it to change moment to moment, whatever that may be, just noticing that change. And when you notice your mind has wandered, just gently congratulate yourself. Because in that moment when you noticed, that's mindfulness. That's awareness. And you can just simply, gradually, gently bring your attention back to the breath. Back to the gentle movement of your chest, your tummy, of the breath in every area of your body. Bring it back. Not saying it won't wander again, and that's okay if it does, but when you notice, congratulate yourself and gently bring it back again. You may choose to gently acknowledge where the mind wandered off to. Thinking, worrying, feeling, judging, evaluating, problem solving. And once you've labeled it, gently escort your attention back to the breath, coming in and out. Now bringing a quality of kindness, warmth, and compassion back to your experience, whatever it is. Bring your attention back to your breath, back to the contact between your body and the furniture, noticing all the points of tension and contact between your arms or your hands and the chair or the bed, between your back and the chair, between your feet and the floor, perhaps the calves and the furniture, and the hamstrings and the sofa, the chair, the bed, wherever you sit. Bring your attention back to all the points of contact, of tension, of tightness, of contact. Just notice everything change from moment to moment and see if you can make some space for that change. Make some space for the sensations. Don't try to hold on to the sensations or hold on to the thoughts or hold on to the breath or make anything go away or change it in any particular way. Just open your heart up to it, whatever it may be. Like you'd open your heart up to a child, moving from one thing to the next, changing. Moving, changing, just allow it to be. Make room for any discomfort, for any wanderings, for any friend tension in the body. Any thoughts, make room for it. Make as much room as it needs. Allow the tension, the fear, the worry, the tightness, the agitation, allow it to be there. Make space for it. Notice how much space it needs. It may take up your entire chest cavity, your entire body, the entire room, house, city block or two. Allow it to take up as much space as it feels it needs. And allow it to take up as much depth as it needs. And as you allow it to be there, whatever it is, however it changes, you'll notice change all on its own, changing from moment to moment. Sometimes the sensations, emotions, and thoughts, they grow stronger. Sometimes they stay the same. Sometimes they grow weaker. It doesn't really matter what they do. All that's important is you stay with the moment-to-moment changes. Breathe calmly into the sensation, the tightness, the agitation, the worry, the frustration. Breathe into it. Imagining the breath moving to that specific spot in your body of the greatest tension. Move to that region. Remembering the purpose is not to feel better or different, but simply to get better at feeling, to allow your feelings to be as they are, not as you'd like them to be, to let your feelings change from moment to moment, just as they'll do naturally without forcing it. The purpose is to not to specifically feel better, even though that may happen, but to simply get better at feeling. And if ever you notice it's difficult to focus because your breathing is intense, the physical sensations are intense, the discomfort, the emotions are intense, the thoughts are racing, just let go of the breath and shift your attention back to the sensations, to the focal point of sensation in your body. So wherever you experience that tightness, agitation, tension, fear, worry, the greatest, shift your attention there. Shift your attention to the place of discomfort. Directly direct your attention on and into the discomfort. Stay with it no matter how bad it seems. Take a look at it. What does it really feel like? Make some room for the discomfort. Allow it to be there. Are you willing to be with it, whatever it is, whatever it becomes? Allow the physical sensations in your body to be there. You may notice thoughts about the physical sensations, such as getting worse, horrible, dangerous. But if you notice any thoughts about the physical sensation and any evaluations of it, just label those evaluations as judging, labeling, thinking, and return to the present experience as it is, not as your mind judges it to be. Return to the sensation in your body in its raw form. Notice where it is, what it feels like, how it moves, how much space it needs, how deep it is. Notice the emotions as they are, not as your mind labels them. Horrible, unbearable, getting worse. Just stay with the sensation, the emotion as they are, not as your mind tells you they are. Stay with the feelings as they are. Notice the feelings. Notice what those feelings are and where they inhabit your body. Stay with them as they are, not as your mind tells you they are. Nothing more, nothing less. And you may notice certain thoughts as worry and label that thought as worry. You may notice judging of yourself, and you can label those emotions as judging, evaluating. And you can do the same with thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, whatever they may be. Thoughts, you can label them planning, reminiscing, longing, worrying, catastrophizing, magnifying, ruminating. Label the thoughts, the emotions, the somatic experience, tightness. Thoughts and feelings you'll discover, and physical sensations in the body come and go, as long as we don't attach to them, as long as we don't fuse with them, as long as we don't dwell on them. Thoughts and feelings and physical sensations come and go. And this is never more true when we notice the difference between how we feel when we're busy and engaged versus when we're at home and quiet and ruminating. So notice the thoughts, the feelings, the somatic experience. Make space for them. Make as much space as it needs. Make that space a kind space, a gentle space, allowing space. Allow it to be there. Don't try to force it or change it or make it different than it is. Be present with whatever you're afraid of. Be present with the worries, with the fears, with the doubts. Notice in them and acknowledge their presence. Don't work on them. Just be present with them. Allow them to be there. Embrace them. Accept them. Acknowledge them. And as you do, you may ask yourself, what kind thing do I need to do for myself in this moment to take better care of myself? Where do I want to go with this experience? What do I want? So let's practice that. When you're ready, shift your attention to a thought or a situation that's difficult for you. It could be a troubling thought, worry, image, intense bodily sensation, urges. Shift your attention there, no matter how bad it seems. Notice strong feelings as they arise in your body. Notice the focal point in your body. Notice where in your body they inhabit, no matter how bad it seems. Notice strong feelings that may arise, allowing them to be as they are rather than what your mind tells you they are. Hold them in your awareness. Stay with your discomfort. Breathe with it. Make space for it. Accept it. Allow it to breathe there. Bring in compassion. Focus your attention on the discomfort. Allow it to be there. Allow it to change from moment to moment. Don't judge it. Don't label it. Don't assess it. Don't evaluate it. Just notice it. Notice the urges. Notice the ruminating. Notice the emotions, the sensations in your body. Notice the thoughts. Thoughts about you, thoughts about the sensations, thoughts about the emotions, thoughts about the situation. Notice all the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations, Notice the urges, what you want to do or not do because of this. If you notice yourself resisting, tensing up, pushing away from this experience, acknowledge that as well. Make some space for the resistance. Make some space for the repulsion, for the tension. Make space for whatever you're experiencing, regardless of what changes from moment to moment. Must this feeling, must this sensation, must this thought be your enemy? Can you have it? Can you allow it to inhabit you temporarily? Can you notice it? Can you own it? Can you let it be? Can you make space for it? Make space for the worry, the tension, the frustration. Make space for it all. Just quietly repeating to yourself, let me experience it. Let me have whatever there is to feel, because it's my experience now. Let me experience it. Let me have what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. Just repeating that quietly in your mind's eye over and over again. Let me experience it. And as you do, invite it in. Let me feel what there is to feel and invite it in. Invite in the thoughts and invite in the urges. Invite in the tightness, tension, worry, hollowness in your body. Invite it all in. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. And in your own words, which may be slightly different than the ones that I've just said, repeat this, invite it in, notice how it all changes on its own, moment to moment. And if the sensations are discomfort, grow stronger, acknowledge that, stay with them, breathe with them. Make contact with the chair, the furniture. Make space for it, accept it. Be aware of the changes moment to moment. Make space in your heart, make compassion for the experience of anxiety, frustration, anger, helplessness. Make space for it. Bring compassion and kindness to your experience, whatever it may be. Open up and embrace it. Allow it to be there. And as you do, you may notice new thoughts, new sensations, new emotions, new urges. You may, in an interesting, curious way, just notice thoughts as thoughts, not necessarily truth, not necessarily real. Not necessarily fact. Thoughts are just thoughts, mental events. Feelings come from those thoughts, and they are transient and changing as well. Sensations in our body emanate from the thoughts and the feelings, and they can be changing as well. And the urges, the things we want to do or not do, they can change as well from moment to moment. So if you happen to notice yourself judging and evaluating, notice the labels, dangerous, getting worse, can't stand it. If this happens, you can simply thank the labels, thanks the assessments. Noticing thoughts as thoughts, physical sensations as physical sensations, emotions as emotions, and urges as urges, nothing more, nothing less. Whenever we have pain, whether it's emotional pain, physical pain, And we take that pain, that distress, that discomfort, and we fight it, we resist it, we worry, we fuse with it, we ruminate on it, we create suffering. Pain times resistance equals suffering. And resistance can be bargaining. Resistance can be worry. Resistance can be fighting it. We create suffering. Pain times resistance equals suffering. We can take out the resistance by moving towards acceptance, compassion, and allowing it to be there. Allow the worry to be there. Allow the fear to be there. It's okay. You don't need to fight it, justify it, change it. Just allow it to be there. Stay with the discomfort for as long as it pulls you, pulls your attention. If and when you sense the discomfort, the anxiety, the weird, the worry, the fear, the guilt, the shame, whatever it may be, whenever you notice it has gone, it can be time to pull into the present. Pull your attention down to your breath and let it go. Let go of the thoughts. Blow them away. Let them float away like little boats on the river, paper boats floating away. Let it float away like balloons. Let it disintegrate. Let it dissolve like an ice cube on a half pavement. Let it settle down like waves on a lake in an early morning. Let it combust, disintegrate, evaporate, dissolve, melt away. Be with it, show it compassion, and allow it to be there. It's counterintuitive, it's opposite to what we may think. The less we fight, the less distressing things are. The more we allow our emotions to be as they are, to experience them in our body, the more we allow the thoughts to be, pop into our mind without believing them, fusing with them, ruminating on them. We just notice these thoughts popping up and we let them be. They dissipate, they melt away, they go away all on their own, just like a storm system passing. We don't need to fight it, change it, make it worse. We can just let it visit us, make space for it, and let it pass by. We don't need to ruminate. There's nothing to be fixed or changed. There's nothing to be figured out. We can have a worry pop into our mind. We can experience it in our body, allow it to be there, and allow it to pass us by. It can just visit us oh so briefly and move on, just like a weather system. So as you're practicing this exercise, each and every time at the end of the exercise, I want you to reflect upon how that practice was beneficial for you today. And each and every day you do it, it may be different. It'll change moment to moment, day to day. And it may be helpful to just keep track of how it was helpful for you. You can simply write it down in a notebook, how the exercise was beneficial for you today. And as I mentioned, it'll change from practice to practice. What's most important in this exercise is make a commitment to practice it every day. Sometimes doing this exercise will be enlightening, sometimes relaxing, sometimes anxiety-provoking. Don't let that challenge stand in the way of doing the practice again and again, over and over again this week. There's no right or wrong way to be mindful. Mindful acceptance is simply, as I mentioned, a skill that comes with time. Any skill needs to be practiced to grow. Just like when we are small, we learn numbers, we practice numbers, then we learned addition, and we practiced addition. Any skill, the more we practice it, the better we get at time, over time. This mindful acceptance is like a seedling. To grow, it needs to be watered. To water it, you need to practice it. There are many possible things that can come from it, many possible benefits, not just one. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.